So it's 9/11, and I suspect that just about all of us remember where we were and what we were doing 8 years ago this morning.
Yeah.
I certainly do. We're going to have some tape from the archives.
Oh, good, good, good.
The first broadcasts of the terrorists hitting the World Trade Center Twin Towers 8 years ago. And I notice in the news there's a report that later this morning, President Obama is going to observe a moment of silence. I know, that's hard to believe. He's actually going to shut up for a minute. That'll be a first.
They're going to shut his teleprompters down. He has to.
God. And now he and all of his communist buddies are trying to turn this occasion into a green holiday.
Yes. And he's sending Joe Biden to New York this morning. Where's he going to be? Why can't the president be there at Ground Zero?
Well, he's attending some kind of green event.
So
it's Day of Service.
So old Uncle Joe gets to go to New York and lead the... That really frosted me when I saw that. The president of the United States can't go to Ground Zero on the anniversary of 9/11. Well, it's a statement he's making, of course. I know that.
This year, well, last year, since the election was November, is going to go down in history as the day America went nuts. Just absolutely crazy.
I like that. The day America went nuts.
Yeah. Electing this joke for president. Unbelievable. I was just glancing at Ralph Peters' column in the New York Post.
Mm-hmm.
Whole thing's worth reading. It's on the New York Post website. But he says, we resolved that we the people would never forget. Then we forgot.
Mm. Yep.
We have learned nothing. Instead of cracking down on Islamic extremism, we've excused it. Instead of killing terrorists, we set them free. Instead of relentlessly hunting down Islamist madmen, we seek to appease them. Instead of acknowledging that radical Islam is the problem, we elected a president who blames America, a man whose idea of freedom is the right for women to suffer in silence behind a veil, and who counts among his mentors and friends those who damn our country or believe that our own government staged the tragedy of September 11th, 2001. We have dishonored our dead and whitewashed our enemies. A distinctly unholy alliance between fanatical Islamists abroad and a politically correct elite in the United States has reduced 9/11 to the status of a non-event, a day for politicians to preen about how little they've done. That's part of it, and I recommend
that's great.
NewYorkNYPost.com, and their website is almost as screwed up as ours. But if you can work your way through it, click on opinion, and then go to the Ralph Peters column. There is a lot more. This should be a day of anger and a renewed vow of revenge. Instead, these communists want to turn it into a green holiday day of service.
An Arbor Day.
Yeah. What the hell has happened to this country that we allow stuff like this? It's just sick.
Well, I hope we'll see some American flags being flown today. I'm sure, I know that we'll have some of our good listeners put their flags out today and all that.
There will be, yeah.
But I'm just remembering the energy and the feeling and the solidarity of the week following 9/11/01, and how there was a kind of a renewed patriotism, a renewed sense of America, sense of us. U.S., us, from neighbor to neighbor. And
how that contrasts with the position of an anti-American United States government today. Yes. It's disgusting.
5:46 a.m., the first plane struck the trade towers.
And some of the immediate news coverage, I guess they couldn't believe what was happening. And it was all wrong.
Yeah.
And I said so on the air. We have some of the tape coming up little bit later.
They were saying in the network it was a wayward plane. It was
traffic control directed it into the building. What? Every time there's anything to do with aviation, you can count on the stupidity of media to misreport it. Air traffic control, like a pilot is sitting there like a zombie. Well, they told me to go here, so I just got to fly this 767 into a building. Idiots. Yeah. Well, maybe the plane was lost. There wasn't a cloud in the bleeping sky.
Beautiful, gorgeous day in New York City.
And now we have the Obamianists trying to turn this into a communist holiday. Unbelievable. That people in this country put up with this. All right. What kind of a day is it going to be? Otherwise, weather-wise, not bad. Pretty much like yesterday. A few patches of fog around the Bay Area this morning.
Or to quote Frank Sinatra from his Live at the Sands, weather-wise, it's such a cuckoo day.
Yeah. And fly down to Acapulco Bay. Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's
fly away.
Fly away. All right. Shall we get the sleaze report out of the way early this morning?
Let's do it.
And again, as always, we recommend that nobody under the age of 85 be allowed to listen to this portion of the program. You're just too young to hear these things. All right, here it is. You know about Sean Merriman, star football player, San Diego Chargers, great defensive player. Mm-hmm. And he was arrested on charges by his at least temporary girlfriend, the delightful Tila Tequila.
Yeah, a great name.
Yeah, not her real name.
Really?
By the way.
You're kidding!
Hard to believe, isn't it? Her real name is Vietnamese, Nguyen. Nguyen.
Oh.
Something Nguyen.
Tequila.
But Tila Tequila. Well, it works on some sleazy cable TV show. And she accused him of trying to choke her. Well, here's, again, from the Post page 6 gossip column. Here's another angle on that story. Did a spurned request for a foursome lead to the fight between Sean Merriman and his bisexual girlfriend, Tila Tequila? You know, that's the way she played it on her TV show.
Oh.
Men, women, you know, just running off in all directions.
Farm equipment.
But as the old saying goes, it doubled your chances on a slow Saturday night. So, you know, anyway.
I'll do a Thresher and a Columbine. Come on.
According to sources, Tila walked into the bedroom of the house she shares with Sean Merriman, the football star, where she saw him with not one, but two women.
Oh, no. Double teamed.
The reference to bookends comes to mind. But anyway... After
double coverage,
then in the end zone.
Yes.
And the story goes that he asked her, Tila, to just jump in and join them all.
Sure.
Which seems a reasonable suggestion under the circumstances.
It's like a Kansas City Count Basie jam session. Just jump in.
We're in F. Runs on and off. Off in all directions anyway. But instead of accepting the invitation to be a part of the festivities, she stormed out and threatened to have sex with one of his friends.
Well, I'll show you, mister.
After which, she claims, he choked her and threw her on the ground. He denies the choking charge and maintains that tequila was intoxicated. There's something about that phrase that just gets to me. Tequila
was intoxicated. Huh?
And he was just trying to keep her from driving drunk.
Well, of course. It's a great public servant he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all. We must have these people over to dinner sometime.
don't serve them any wine, though, for God's sake.
No, tequila. What else?
Exactly.
What else?
Oh my! What a scene! What a happy little campsite that is, huh?
Oh Lord! My fellow Americans,
here.
I'm sorry, I was channeling Lyndon Johnson there. For just a moment.
Show me your scar.
You got a dog I can lift up by the ears?
Yeah.
I was channeling old Lyndon. I don't know where he is now, but there was smoke coming out of his ear. my fellow Americans. Welcome to the KSFO morning program dedicated to truth, beauty, justice, and the American way of life. It's Lee and O.V., Big Buck and Ms. Yee, and of course our only goal in life is to share wisdom with those wise enough to seek it.
Mm-hmm.
Seekers of wisdom, you have come to the right place. Mm-hmm. In sports... the Giants and the A's had the day off yesterday. Colorado won. They have now won 7 in a row. So they're 4.5 games up on the Giants for the wild card. It's looking grim for the GI Ants. The NFL season opener last night. Heck of a ball game. Went to overtime in Pittsburgh. The Steelers finally won it on a field goal 13-10 in overtime. And there was a big college game, Georgia Tech. I'm a rambling wreck from Georgia Tech and a hell of an engineer. Da-dee-da-da-da-da-da. They beat Clemson. Good ball game again, 30-27. Richard Seymour is still a no-show with the Raiders.
Oh, dear.
And I was watching, pardon the interruption, the sports show on ESPN a couple of days ago. And they were talking about this situation. I mean, here's an all-pro defensive lineman, and the Patriots traded him to the Raiders for a number one draft choice, and Seymour hasn't appeared yet, and the guys on PTI were speculating, and the speculation wasn't really all that original. They said, wait a minute, you were traded from the premier franchise in the National Football League, probably the best-run organization in the NFL, to the Raiders. Would you want to show up? I mean, just, you know, to lay it on the line.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, isn't there something like a contract involved? Is there something like commitments involved?
Yeah, but he's made a lot of money. He's got a lot of money.
So then why doesn't he quit?
He's like me. He doesn't have to do anything for the money. It's for love of the game.
I just don't look good in silver and black. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, well, that could be.
I see more of me in Seymour. Got it? Seymour.
See
more of me in the purple of the Patriots.
I'm
going to come over here, and I'm going to be putting a tin can, about 8 ounces.
I have a neighbor who is from Boston, and he was a cement contractor, concrete contractor, and he just missed being involved in the concrete job in that so-called Big Dig tunnel, where a piece of the ceiling fell down and killed a woman driving through.
Sure.
And he's very grateful he never got involved in that. Anyway,
one of the biggest boondoggles in the country, Big Dig.
But he's very grateful not to have been involved, and he's shaking his head over Seymour being traded to the Patriots.
To the Raiders. Like, from the Patriots.
In God's name, why?
Oh, dear.
Let's see here. Oh, I was reading this also. Pamela Geller in The American Thinker reminding us of how the hero in the White House once 9/11 observed.
Mm-hmm.
Says, add another Obama insult to injury on 9/11. First, with his proclamation of his mandatory civilian service on 9/11. Liberals love that. Volunteer mandatory service.
Wait a minute.
Now 9/11 has another new title. Get this. State Department personnel are supposed to pray with Muslims on the newly declared Interfaith Day of Service. Today, yes, mm-hmm, members mm-hmm. of the U.S. State Department are supposed to pray with Muslims. And exactly how thick does the ice over hell have to be before an American would do that?
Unbelievable. I just...
Good God. Let me see what else we have in the news this morning here. Distract us at least momentarily from the anti-American utter stupidity of this ridiculous presidential administration. Well, something you may not have known or picked up elsewhere. If you still have a vision of China as, a land of poor folks and those mm-hmm. people with the cone-shaped hats out there working in the rice fields, you may find this enlightening. Research by the Hurun Report, a magazine that tracks the wealthiest people in China, reports that 825,000 people in China now have personal wealth of over $1.5 million.
Hmm.
A lot of them way over $1.5 million. In fact, what inspired the story was this one very wealthy woman who just paid $600,000 for a dog.
Hmm. $600,000 for a dog?
Mm-hmm. And had it flown from wherever she got it to her hometown. I've forgotten where that is. But to make sure the neighbors were properly impressed, she had a fleet of 20 limousines show up at the airport to pick up her entourage, and her $600,000 dog.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't take $600,000 for my boy Calvin.
No?
No, absolutely not.
$500,000?
No.
$700,000?
No.
$1 million?
No.
Of course, you can't put a value on that. You can't put
No. I mean, people expect loyalty from their dogs. Mm-hmm. It's only fair to return that loyalty. Calvin wouldn't take $600,000 from me. Well, I don't know. If it was offered in an endless string of treats,
Sure.
You might be tempted.
Yeah.
He might be tempted.
May I have another, please?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I need to correct myself here. The president will be at the Pentagon. He's going to make a speech.
Really?
Yes. He's going to drag his teleprompters along to the Pentagon, and then he's going to meet with relatives of those killed in the attack. So president will be at the Pentagon. Old Uncle Joe's going to be at Ground Zero.
And he's going to be observing a moment of silence. And then he's going to make a speech.
It's a 90-minute speech. Probably.
And the big blabbermouth is going to make another speech tomorrow, isn't he?
Yeah.
On the economy?
So. Oh, he's promised a full court press on this whole economy health care thing. He's going to be speaking every damn day. He's going to be somewhere with the... people are going to go like, what's that, smoke? Oh, look at the teleprompter, for God's sake.
Take away the pain. Stop him. Stop him before he speaks again. Good God. All right. We'll get the preview of the stock market here in just a minute. In the meantime, evildoers flinch at the very sound of his name. Here's Asifer Vick.
And now, let's go to roadways and find out what's going on here. We're brought to you by AutoZone, a nice German fellow, AutoZone. Well, now, here, seriously, a major problem. San Jose King Road, both directions at Saralyn, closed. Crews making repairs to a broken water main there. Also, Saralyn Drive is closed in both directions at King. So, and no estimated time for that to be picked up. So we're darn near close to SIG alert status for that one. There's road work in San Leandro. It's 238 southbound between 880 and 580. Construction during the night. And they say they're supposed to have it picked up right about now. Generally, these things kind of last a tad longer. And BART, doing well. ACE train, no problems to report. Adding new spark plugs can boost engine performance and improve mileage up to 30%. Now at AutoZone, save $1.25 on Autolite. Platinum spark plugs after mail-in rebate. See store for details. Get to AutoZone today. Officer Vic, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Yes, once again, we must annoy Big Buck by dragging him away from his breakfast time poker game to report on financial news from the Wall Street Journal. Good morning, Big Buck.
Oh, hail Kodos.
Jesus. We've got to get him put in a home.
Good morning, Lee. Morning, Officer Vic.
He's wearing a full set of armor and no pants. It's amazing.
And there's a lot of chafing going on around. Yeah. That's another story, though. Let's see. We have the stock futures, and they are slightly higher. The S&P up 2, NASDAQ futures up 3, and the Dow futures up 5. London Exchange, yeah, they're doing pretty good. Some buying across the pond, up 2/3 of a percent. Tokyo's Nikkei average closed down 2/3 of a percent of the overnight session. Well, if you don't like that General Motors car you bought, no problem. Return it. Get your money back. GM is launching a new ad campaign Monday. It features a 60-day money-back guarantee. And Chrysler is preparing to resume auto leasing more than a year after the automaker was forced out of the business and 3 months after it emerged from bankruptcy. The company plans to make a decision next week on the timing of the return, though new leases may not be offered until later in the month. And Walmart is preparing for what it expects will be another challenging holiday shopping season. That is an understatement. CEO Mike Duke says customers will likely make buying decisions late in the season after doing a lot of careful price comparisons. And Duke says, by the way, Walmart will plan accordingly, and customers won't be seeing Christmas decorations this month.
Walmart.
Stop that.
Wait a minute. They're not going to have up Christmas decorations in September. Is that what they're saying?
Yes.
Hmm. Well, I'm stunned, shocked, and amazed. It's just not going to seem like Christmas without decorations in September.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they keep on going earlier and earlier and earlier. I expect to see some of this stuff, you know, in July.
Yeah.
I mean, they get, you know, they're really crazy. But
4th of July, time to do your early Christmas shopping.
That's right. Yeah. Once again, the stock futures are slightly higher. I'm Buck McQuillan at the Wall Street Journal on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're listening to Lee Rogers on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Well, it's only fair to warn you, I may be uncharacteristically testy this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Uncharacteristically testy.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I know it's hard to imagine.
Yeah, wow.
But there may be a tone of hostility from time to time because I'm going to be hungry.
Oh, no. A blood test.
Exactly. Next week, I have to go in for my annual physical exam. God. I'm also going to have my doctor look over my bank account and give me a fiscal exam. But in the meantime, in preparation for the event, today I am fasting. I am slowly fasting because at 11:30 this morning, they are going to take some of my precious blood. A vivid blue, of course.
Yes.
They're going to take some of my precious blood. So I had my last bite of food at 2:45 this morning.
Oh, I hate that. I just hate it. It has to be done periodically. We all have to do it. But it just, you know, and the thing that it makes it the worst, it's like it's human nature. When they say, you can't.
You want it.
Exactly.
I might have gone through the entire day without even thinking about food.
Right.
But when they say, you can't have it.
Mm-hmm. Human nature.
Gotta have it.
Exactly.
And you can't cheat.
No. Nope.
Really, because you're only cheating yourself. I think the only about the only thing more unpleasant in terms of routine stuff is the preparation for a colonoscopy. That delicious liquid you have to drink by gallons and then starve yourself the next day.
That's right.
And you really can't cheat on that because, I mean, they got the little video camera right there in you, and they can see if you've cheated. And they'll say, oh, that's it. This is over. We're going to have to reschedule you. Come back another time, and you are not to eat anything. See? So you only make it worse for yourself if you try to cheat on it.
Now,
but as I said, I may have a little edge of hostility from time to time, uncharacteristic in my case.
A little suggestion, unlike last time, when you go into the doctor's examination room and the nurse asks you to strip to the waist, don't take off your pants again.
Goodness
gracious. Come on.
Well, they've got to be more specific.
I guess so. It's a vague direction.
How's everything at the chicane this morning?
The chicane, the S-curve, if you will. People are starting to figure out that you can't really go fast through there, or you oughtn't to, because, it's rather sudden.
And you tend to, you go too fast, you tend to try to straighten out the curve.
Exactly.
And that's a negative.
So we're talking about the S-curve. We're talking about that new section of the Bay Bridge that they slid in there the other day. And it works just fine, but it's an S-curve that you've got to respect the darn thing. And Golden Gate Bridge right now, southbound at the Toll Plaza, no problems to report. It's light across the Golden Gate Bridge right now. Traffic is light. It's not light outside. It's rather dark right now. Oakland, 880 northbound between High Street and 23rd. Construction going on. Two left lanes still closed. They were supposed to get out of there at 5 o'clock, and they didn't. So it's very slow going through there. Adding new spark plugs can boost engine performance and improve mileage up to 30%. Now at AutoZone, save $1.25 on Autolite Platinum spark plugs after mail-in rebate. See store for details. Get to AutoZone today. OV, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're waking up with Lee Rogers on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
12 minutes before 6. Bay Area weather today, mostly sunny, areas of patchy morning fog. 60s to upper 70s along the coast. On up to the 80s, even the mid-90s. Well, inland, tomorrow partly cloudy and cooler with a slight chance of showers. I had to turn off my microphone.
Yes.
Because, I just let out a very satisfying sneeze.
Oh,
it felt good.
I thought maybe it was something fast-related, but no.
No, it was just a plain, all-American, orgasmic sneeze.
Wow, no,
that's all it was.
Orgasmic sneeze. What do you take for it?
chicka-boom. Pepper.
Pepper, thank you.
Inhale right up the nose. You don't think the big media are a bunch of ass-kissing suck-ups for these communists who are running the country. Notice the news coverage elsewhere today. How many of them talk about this day of service and green activities promoted by Obama as if it were the most natural, wonderful thing in the world? Count on it. That's the way it will be reported all day long, instead of a distraction from the serious business of what happened 8 years ago today, for which we have yet to exact adequate retribution. But you wait and see. That's how they'll play it. The Dow had an 80-point rise yesterday, closed at 96.27. Oil up again to 71.94 a barrel, the weakness of the U.S. dollar still being felt in the oil market. Coming up on the program this morning, how Obamacare aims to take personal decision-making, your decision-making, out of your hands and give it to some hack bureaucrat. That'll be in the 7 o'clock hour. And at 8, former Congressman Ernest Istook with some observations on the apparent determination by Democrats to make U.S. citizenship, your citizenship, worth less and less until it's, for all practical purposes, worthless. He'll be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. We have also today mutilations in the news.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. A Turkish woman accused of cutting off her lover's wee-wee has to wait 18 months for a verdict and sentencing while a court determines whether his reattached pecker still functions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not making this up. The report says the criminal court will wait for a medical report assessing whether the 28-year-old victim has regained full use of his organ or if he is permanently disabled. Now, precisely how they would determine whether the organ is fully useful has not been disclosed. But Larry Flint is reported to be bidding on the movie rights for the... Never mind. It's... what?
Not a prosthetic pecker. No, this is a...
No.
No hydraulics involved here.
No, it's got to be... It's the real thing. Nine minutes before six. Oh, where does the time go?
You're listening to Lee Rogers on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
From this very radio program, exactly 8 years ago at this time.
There is a big fire going on in one of the buildings of the World Trade Center in New York. And there is speculation, unconfirmed as far as we know at this point, that perhaps it was hit by an airplane.
But the smoke and flames are visible all over New York City.
It's now why an airplane would hit it, I don't know, because you can tell from the video monitors that it's a bright, clear morning in New York, so it wouldn't have been a visibility problem. But nevertheless, smoke is pouring out of the World Trade Center. And, well, we'll let you know more when we know more. It's 6 minutes till six.
There you go.
Huh.
And we'll have some more archive material about 9/11 in the course of the program this morning.
Yeah.
Scary to hear it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is scary to hear that again, knowing what followed. Bay Area weather, mostly sunny, some areas of patchy morning fog, 60s to upper 70s, coast 80s, even up to the mid-90s, well inland. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a little cooler, with a slight chance of showers. And, of course, if you need one, take one.
Yes.
What else is going on the roads, OV?
Let me just take 20 seconds here to recommend a very, very good documentary about 9/11. It's called Inside 9/11, produced by National Geographic Channel. And the next airing of it will be Monday. I think it's 1 Eastern time. Inside 9/11, it goes the whole background, the whole buildup, the cast of characters, who was what, and how it all built up to that. And they
10 a.m. our time?
I believe so, on Monday, September 14th. And okay. The DVDs are available as well. But they did a great job, National Geographic, Inside 9/11.
Excellent.
So,
excellent.
Now to the roadways. Major problem, San Jose, South King Road, both directions at Saraland, closed. Crews making repairs to broken water main there. Now, they tried to get this construction work up by 5 o'clock. It didn't happen. 880 northbound between High Street and 23rd. That construction continues. They haven't got it picked up. Caltrans should be picking up the road work within minutes, they say. We shall see. And the bridges, no bridge incidents to report just now. Adding new spark plugs can boost engine performance and improve mileage up to 30%. Now at AutoZone, save $1.25 on Autolite Platinum spark plugs. After mail-in rebate, see store for details. Get to AutoZone today. It's OV. It's Hot Talk, 560 KSFO.
Mr. Limbaugh coming up, brought to you by Good Feet.
My friends, the great debate being waged across our country is not over health care reform. It's over our very form of government. In the past, conservatives argued for limited government, while the liberals passed big government programs and policies that have become institutionalized in the fabric of our lives. But now the stakes have been raised. The argument is no longer limited government versus intrusive government. Liberals, epitomized by Obama, and congressional Democrats are advocating unlimited government. That's what we're up against here. The federal government has taken over America's mortgage industry. 90% of all home loans are under government control. Our largest automakers are under government control, as are large swaths of the financial sector. The entire free market energy sector is waiting for the axe to fall via cap and trade regulations, which will effectively nationalize them. Unaccountable, unelected government czars now set policy in an executive branch that is unrestrained by constitutional checks and balances. Intelligence officers who, under a previous administration, served our country at a time of national peril are now subject to political trials by an out-of-control Justice Department. In his speech to the nation, Obama shamelessly used Ted Kennedy's memory to force unpopular, unworkable health care reforms down America's throats. He said, "What we face is above all a moral issue. It isn't just the details of policy at stake," he said, "but the character of our country." What's at stake, Mr. Obama, is the survival of our country as we know it and love it.
Rush is coming up at 9 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're listening to Hot Talk 560 KSFO, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Larry Jacobs.